You know, I know the theme is something about gentle cosmicness, but that's not what I'm talking about today. We had a little snafu in our communication, so my talk is Dare to Leap. That's what we're talking about today, is about leaping. So, you know, in my community last year, which was my first year as a senior minister at CSL San Jose, I offered a dare at the top of each month. So each month, I offered my community a dare, like dare to dream, dare to live in your zone of genius, dare to love, whatever the topic was, we started with a dare. And it's so interesting because I am not a person who's a dare person. Like, I wasn't that kid who would dare people to do things, or if you dared me to do something as a child, I would sort of shrink because I was shy. And as an adult, if you dare me to do something, I'm going to go, you know, who do you think you are? I'm not going to do that. Right. So a little bit of pushback there. So I'm not a dare person, but it was coming through to me to offer a dare, a challenge, a way for us as a community to stretch at the very top of the month. And so Dare to Leap is really about how we move out of our comfort zone, right? How do we go beyond what we know into the not know, ostensibly into something better? So from good to great to magnificent, right? Or from comfortable to free, greater freedom. So this is what Dare to Leap is all about. And leap is defined as springing free from something or a big sudden jump from one place to another. And metaphorically, though, leaping is about moving to a better place, as I said. And when you think about the reasons we don't leap in our lives, the reasons we choose to stay in our comfort zone, it all comes down to fear, right? We stay where we are because we are fearful. We have thoughts like, what if I fail or fall? Same thing, right? What if I get hurt? What if there is no ground that rises up to meet me? What if I don't know what's on the other side? And so we stay in our comfort zones. We stay in that relationship that we know is over. We stay in the job that we know we're too big for, that we've outgrown. We stay in the life that we know inside of us, there's something that's yearning for more. There's something that wants to break out. There's something that wants to play bigger. But we stay because we feel familiar. It feels cozy. We know it. And sometimes even if it's toxic, it's familiar. And so we choose to stay. And we choose fear. Ernest Holmes says, what would happen if we could convert the energy of fear to faith? The energy of doubt and uncertainty into a feeling of belonging to the universe and being safe in it, which Dr. Edward talked about last week. Right? What if we could convert that energy of fear into knowing that we belong in the universe? Ernest goes on to say, would not the original artist himself go forth into new creation through us? Would not the original artist himself, itself, emerge in a new way through us, create something new through us, create a new life through us? Right? If we trust, if we convert that fear to faith. So I'm daring you to leap today. I'm daring you to break free from your comfort zones that you live in and to really go for it, because here's what's true. Your best life ever is on the other side of your comfort zone, right? The best life you can't even imagine how good it is. It's on the other side of your comfort zone. And I learned this in the last 18 months, because 18 months ago, or I'll just say 2 years ago, when I finished ministerial school, I already had a plan. So my plan was I was going to take my existing business, Dow Leadership Development, and look at ways to infuse spirituality into the business world, into the corporate world. So there's already sort of mindfulness is something that's very familiar now to most executives. But I was looking at how do I infuse more spirituality and spiritual practice into the work I'm already doing. So that was my thinking. I was going to take what I already had and evolve it. And then I started getting nudges from various people, perhaps even the senior minister of this center. I won't name any names. But I started getting nudges to put in my application for senior minister at CSL San Jose. And I was like, nope, I don't want to do that. I have no interest in leading a church. I have no interest in following a long-term minister and going into an organization where someone's been there for a long time. I just have no interest in that. I lived in Phoenix. It's nice and cheap. I have a nice big place. Why would I move to San Jose? And here I am, you know, senior minister for CSL San Jose. But it was a big leap out of my comfort zone, which my comfort zone was great. I loved my business. It was doing well. I love my clients. I still do. I love where I lived. You know, I had a great community there. I had just life was really, really, really good. And so that leap, I couldn't see why. Why would I do that? Why would I change? Why would I leap? How could life be better than it is now? And it is. It is. It's a bigger life. I get to be explicitly spiritual in everything that I do. I've been a practitioner since 1993. And the work I've done in corporate and other places, I can't be explicitly spiritual. I can't talk about God. I can talk about mindfulness. I can talk about stress relief as a form of meditation. Now they will actually use the word meditation. But I couldn't be explicitly spiritual. I can't talk about God. I can't talk about first cause. I can't talk about science of mind that I grew up in. And this role that I'm in now allows me to be fully myself, fully what God created me to be. And I couldn't see it. I could not see it before because what I had before seemed like the zenith, seemed like the top. Are y'all feeling what I'm saying? You getting what I'm saying? So let's talk a little bit this morning about leaping, right? So there's a couple types of leaps. So we've heard a leap of faith. We've talked about that, where we're willing to make a move. We're willing to do something with no evidence for it, right? We're willing to do that. That's called a leap of faith. There's a quantum leap, which is usually when we talk about it in terms of personal growth, we're talking about an immediate or profound change in one's life or spiritual state. And so we talk about quantum leaps. Today, though, I'm going to use a physical metaphor from the world of dance, ballet specifically. And I'm going to use this leap called a grand jeté as a way for us to think about how we leap in our lives. And so a grand jeté is a very, it literally means big jump. It means big jump. And it is a very bold move. It is a very, can be a very risky leap because it's a great big jump. And you've seen it. It's where the dancer leaps and they hit the splits before they come down, right? So it's a big leap where you leap, you hit the splits, and then you come down. And it's a difficult, difficult jump. And you can get injured doing that particular leap because it takes so much effort. And then once you're in the air, there's things you have to do. And so, but when you see someone do one, it's just spectacular, right? It's just spectacular. And so I want to use that as a metaphor for us. So in a grand jeté, it takes some preparation. You just don't run up and do that. Like I actually dare someone right now to do a grand jeté right now. And so it actually takes some preparation when we are looking at approaching a move like that. And so the first thing that has to happen when you're doing your own grand jeté, your own big jump, is you have got to consciously decide to leap. Right? You have to make a decision to do that. This is not something you go dragging and screaming and fearfully approaching, right? This is something that you have to decide, yep, I am doing this and I am all in. Right, I am all in. Because here's what's happened. If you're worried or afraid or you're insecure or you're not uncertain or you're quivering in your boots, you will hurt yourself in that leap. You will not be able to get aloft, or you will start wrong, or you'll end in some way that turns your ankle. You will injure yourself in that big leap if you are not consciously all in and deciding to do that. Right? So making a decision is always the first step. Now, here's the interesting thing about life that is unlike the grand jeté. In life, sometimes we choose consciously to make a big leap, and sometimes we're pushed into it, right? It feels like we're pushed into that big leap. And so whether you are consciously choosing it, which is my desire for you, is to be real conscious from this point forward about taking these leaps when it's time, when you know it's ready. So my desire is for you to be conscious, but even if you're pushed into it, the preparation remains the same. And here's what I want you to think about. Ernest Holmes says, faith looks to the invisible, and instead of seeing a void, It fastens its gaze upon a solid reality, right? So faith looks to the invisible, and instead of seeing a void, it fastens its gaze upon a solid reality. So seeing the thing that you want, seeing that reality that you're leaping to before you get there, right, is a powerful thing. It helps propel you forward. It helps the thing that you're seeing emerge into reality, right? So seeing what you want, seeing where you're going, seeing the experience you want to have before you get there is an act of faith, and it's mandatory to making that leap. So let me tell you what's not mandatory to make that big grand jeté. You do not have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. Right? You don't have to be perfect, have the perfect amount of training or the perfect amount of this or the perfect amount of that or the perfect plan. You don't have to be perfect. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I may have a tendency to be a little bit on the perfectionist side. Anyone can relate to that? No? Yeah. Just asking for a friend, right? I have a friend who's a perfectionist. But here's the thing. You don't have to be perfect before you make the leap. You just have to choose to do it and be ready to go all in with it. And some of the things I'm going to say afterwards. But so many times what we do is we make all these reasons why we can't move because, well, I don't have this, or I didn't have enough this, or I don't have enough education, or I don't have these things, or I didn't do this, or I'm not, you know, we make up all these reasons why we're not perfect. Things are not perfect. The circumstances, the atmosphere is not perfect for us to move forward. And you don't need things to be perfect. You just need to say, yes, I'm going to do this. Right? Yes, I'm ready to do this. Yes, I want my life to change. Yes, I'm going after that bigger thing. Yes, I see that goal. Yes, I see the reality of what can be. And then move, right? And then move. And here's another tip for you. When you are in motion or about to take that leap, the most important part in a grand jeté is not what's happening really with your arms and legs, although they are certainly involved in it. It's your core, right? The leap happens because of your core. Because here's the thing. Your arms can be in the perfect position. Your legs can be ever so strong. But if your core is not strong, that leap is going to fall apart. You cannot sustain it. You cannot sustain it. And you will injure yourself, right? The core has got to be strong. And so here's what this means in our lives. And Dr. Edward talked about this a little bit, I think, last week when he talked about our spiritual practices. We just read about spiritual practices, our affirmations, Our affirmative prayer, meditation, right? These are the things that strengthen the core of our being. Seeing a practitioner, right? Do you have a practitioner? Seeing your practitioner on a regular basis, particularly when you are going to make a leap, or your therapist, right? When you're about to make a leap and you're preparing for that, those are the things that strengthen your core. Being in a spiritual community of like-minded souls who are here loving you and supporting you and seeing the absolute truth about you, the truth of your beingness, that strengthens your core. Right? Doing your meditation work where you are sitting and you're wide open to the divine presence and you are listening and hearing what God has to say specifically and only to you, that strengthens your core. Right? And that core has got to be strong in order to make that big leap. It has to be strong. Are y'all with me? Yeah. And so all of that, right? All of that is your preparation, is your warm up, to making and taking the big leap. One of the other things that must happen in that big leap is that you've got to look up. You cannot do a grand jeté looking down. Right? You can't walk in water looking down. You have to look up. So you have to keep your vision and your eye focused on the prize. Where are you going? What do you want? What is in front of you? What are you moving towards? What are you creating out there? That is where your focus is. Not on, whoa, what's happening on the ground beneath me? What's going on with these people? What are these people saying about, right? All the things that we get stuck in and that we get caught up in that bring our focus down, that is not going to help you do the grand jeté. In fact, it's going to keep you firmly in place on the ground. Yeah, so this is a time where you really look up. Where are you going? What is your dream? What is your vision? God implanted within you a divine idea, a divine assignment that is so specific to you because it created you out of itself. And it gave you an assignment or multiple assignments. And they're implanted in you, and they rear up, they move as desire, right? Things that we desire, dreams that we have. That's God. That's intuition whispering to you, saying, hey, I created you for this. I created you for this. You were born for this. I made you especially to do this thing or these things. Right? And so we have to be in alignment with that, and then we have to see that and keep our focus on that. We have to keep our focus on that. And so the last thing I'll say, last tip I'll share is you have to land well, right? You have to land well. It's wonderful to take this big leap, this big incredible leap, this big leap into the future. And if you've done the other things I've talked about, right? You've worked on that core. You have focused on where you're going. And you hold it together and you land well. Not perfectly. It doesn't have to be perfect, but you land well. Right? So you don't just land like a sack of potatoes, right? You just don't let everything drop, right? You finish the thing through to the end, right? You land in a way that respects the beginning. You land in a way that respects the vision and where you're going. So landing well is so important. How you hold yourself together to the end of the thing itself, or not the thing itself, but the thing, how you hold yourself together until the end of that, the end of the leap. How you land and on your feet, core intact, standing up, ready to move into the next thing. And it's so important because on the other side of that leap is the beginning of a whole new journey. And if you were collapsed and you didn't land well, then that's how you're starting the next thing. Right? And so it's important to be aware. And again, I'm not talking about it has to look perfect, but just to land well in a way that you know within your beingness, you landed the best. You did the best landing you could, right? You landed the best way that you could. And so these are the things that we need to have in order and the things we need to remember in order to leap, in order to make that grand jeté, in order to make that big leap in our lives. And here's what's true right now. The world out there, the world is asking us to take a big leap. The world is asking each of us because here's what's true. We cannot create a world that works for everyone if our individual world is not working. Because we're part of a whole, right? So there's one source, one presence, one life that we all emerge from, that we all are expressions of. And so we can't create a world that works for everyone if our individual worlds are not working. And if we're playing small and if we're rooted in fear and if we have a lot of inner conflict going and we're beating ourselves up and we're not peaceful, then we can't expect the world outside of us to be peaceful. We can't expect the world outside of us to be people living in their zones of genius. We can't expect the world outside of us to be coming from a place of abundance. Because it starts with us. When I was a child in church, we sang, you know, this incredible music now that we have. And I spent some time at Agape and it was like, whoa, like the music. But when I was a kid, you know what? We all got in a circle at the end of the service and we held hands and we sang the peace song. Right? Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. That's how every service ended. Right? It starts with each of us. And so this Dare to Leap is not just about, oh man, it may seem like it's about, you know, a bigger life or a bigger goal or a bigger career or a bigger relationship or a bigger understanding of our relationship with God. It may look like those things, but it's actually us being the spaces and places that create a world that works. Right? That's what it really is. And so I encourage each of you to really look at in your life, in your world, Where is it that it's time for you to make a leap? And I dare you. I double dog dare you. I triple dog dare you to leap. Shall we turn within? So let's just take a nice deep breath together, shall we? Yes, and with that breath, we just relax and release into the all that is. We recognize that divine presence, that presence that is everywhere, that is all powerful, that is all knowing. The original artist, first cause, God, the creator, whatever we call it, it is what it is. It is all that there is. There is nothing else. There is not a spot where it is not. And what I'm knowing is that this divine presence created each of us out of itself, uniquely made and fashioned, each of us fashioned out of the divine. This is our true nature. And so I speak the word this morning, knowing that each one here is incredibly blessed by the divine presence, that each one here has a leap to make, a leap that is right now yearning to break free. And I know and bless that leap, that desire that right now is breaking out, is breaking free, is coming to the top of mind. And I know that each one leaps in alignment with perfect harmony and perfect accord and a perfect core, perfect support, filled with courage, filled with possibility. This is what I know, that each one is blessed and blessed and blessed. And I know that the leaps that are made in this room unlock possibility for everyone, for everyone. And for this, I am so grateful to speak the word this morning, so grateful to be here at CSL Santa Rosa, and so grateful to be in this lovely container of love, of truth, of presence, of courage and faith. And so I just now release this word completely, knowing it is done, it is complete, and that all is well. And so we say together, and so it is. And so it is.